views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen, and you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so excited. This week, I have a very special guest with me, and it was so last minute, but I want to give you a little introduction to Dina, but also how this conversation came about. So for the past few weeks, I've been talking about bullying, and mostly adult bullying, but it does fit into child bullying. And today, as we talk, I'm going to share a little bit about my bullying stories that have been done to me as a child, but also as an adult. But why I'm so excited to have Dina here is Dina brings so many gifts to this world. Two of my favorite ones are her painting, which we'll talk about. But, and I don't know if Dina realizes this, but her number one gift for me is her vulnerability. Dina is this huge, vulnerable soul. And what people, I don't know if people realize that when someone goes before you and sets a precedent or gives an example, you set this example for people to follow. So as Dina is this vulnerable soul to the world, she makes it okay for me to be vulnerable. And so it's just such an important gift. And today I want us to, I'm going to lead off of your vulnerability because you're so natural at it, but I want, vulnerability is a huge piece of bullying. And what I also want to talk about today is not so much what's happened, not so much about the bullying itself, but part of today, what Dina and I have both done, and it's a constant journey, is we've developed the tools to either undo what the bullying has done. And some of those are beliefs. Some of those are, I guess, identities, you know, roles that we think of ourselves. And we'll talk about what things that we've done and things that were in us that have helped us. Like one for Dina is she's this incredible artist, this incredible painter. But we'll dive in. But let me just say hello and welcome to my good friend, Dina Fortune. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This is the first time I'm ever on a radio show. So it's like, woo!
What's good is Dina and I could talk for hours. So I know I called her up and I said, look, I said, I just want us to be organic because I think that's what helps people most. And so let's start by saying that we've both been in, whether it's childhood, whether it's adult, and really a lot of, you know, some of the definitions that belong with bullying is someone is trying to feel superior to us, right? Trying to make us feel lower, they're succeeding, putting us down, making us feel not as worthy. It could be emotional. It could be physical. It could, now with social media, right? There's a lot of bullying going on. But also, I feel that even if we take bullying at its lowest level, this could be, you know, friends shunning you, right? All of a sudden, you have this great friend, and now all of a sudden, your great friend's not speaking to you for whatever reason, right? And people, communication is hard sometimes for people, so we don't really get a reason why they're not speaking to us. But that's a form. And what's important I want to share with people here is that there's, it does something to us, right? It does something to our self-esteem. It does something to our confidence. And so I want you to share, I want to dive right into your masks, because I think this is so important, because not only have you shared so much light on this for me, I just was speaking to somebody the other day who had talked about she's an adult, she's going through an emotional bullying situation right now. And in her late 40s, she's continuing to make masks and wear them. So just share with everybody, like, what does that mean about the whole mask concept and what happens and pulling it off and discovering?
It's funny. It started out with realizing we all play roles in each other's lives. And then I rediscovered these old sketches and these old writings and then it reconnected with Carl Jung's, right? The ego and all that. And I was doing so much anthropology of how we use masks. And for me, I realized that we can use masks in a way to not so much always hide who we are, but sometimes it's like the becoming of who we want to be. So I see masks playing out differently depending on where you are. So in one aspect, it's, am I hiding who I am because I'm afraid to show my real self? And then, or is it a role that I'm playing that with a certain relationship, and how to change that relationship based on, say, like bullying? Where they see me a certain way, that's where a lot of it comes from, like where they see me a certain way, right? And I see myself in a different way. And the stories that we tell ourselves about the relationships and who did what, and then the shame and the blame that all come from that. And then wanting to take the concept of the mask and create a new identity, we're retelling the story from a different perspective of, you know, maybe this person who bullied me was seeing me as the bully somehow. They were going through their own ego dynamic situation where they were seeing me completely different than somebody else. And then they're just responding to me based on their experience, and I'm just such an open receptacle that I'm just like, yeah, bring it on. And they have no idea what they're doing and how it would affect me. Because like having the mask and then creating this essential conscious mask of who do I become so that people are not looking at me as a target. As a moving target for there to dump, to project their stuff onto. So the whole mask thing became a, how do I use the mask to represent things in retelling the story of what happened, the growth that happened from retelling the story, and then creating a new mask of what we are becoming out of love, out of self-love.
Love that.
And so that's kind of the gist of it. But it all stemmed from me having a lot of moments in time of me being the victim of bullying. And some might even have said in my life where they felt that I was the bully, which blows my mind. But that's based on their perception, right? So it's really all these different identities that come into play.
You talk about something important though, because, and it's something that I wanted to touch on today, which is a really sensitive topic, but I'll say it. It's about us taking responsibility for the bullying that's happening. So, and what that means is that it's about us saying, it's like what you had just said about you're looking at looking at a different perspective, saying like, okay, maybe they're going through a hard time. And unfortunately, I'm the target, but let me turn this around for myself. Let me put this in a more positive light. Let me see what I can do differently. Let me do right different self-talk, right? Build up that self-confidence. Is that, and talk about that a little bit about, right? That's part of the journey.
Yeah. So I think people started to tell me, don't take things personally. Don't take things personally. And and you know, it's having a lot of people love on me and be like, Dina, it's not about you. It's about them. And they're just projecting and all that. But being able to tell myself, I'm okay. I'm okay with who I am. And not everybody is going to get me. Mm-hmm. And there are going to be people that, not to sound superior, but are just not on my vibration. Mm-hmm. And then figuring out, how do I find my tribe? Mm-hmm. And knowing that these people that are bullying or projecting, they're just not part of my tribe. They're just not getting me. Or maybe there's something deep inside that they just don't know how to connect. Mm-hmm. But it's not about me. But what I didn't understand until I read the Four Agreements was how to not take things personally.
All right, you have to share that. I'm going to ask you, we're going to take a quick break and that we have to hear, because I so appreciate that you got like crazy when you hear the words, don't take this personally, because I've not only been told that, but I coach that. But when just recently I was in an adult bullying situation, and man, is it so hard not to take it personally. You have that, right? I got that pit in my stomach. I was like, yeah, I just took it so personal. And but now my rebound, we call it rebound, right? My rebound is so much quicker, where I might get upset for a minute now, but years ago I would be upset for days or weeks or, right? Which is a huge difference. Yeah, exactly. It's the craziness. All right, we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, I want Dina's going to jump into really how do you not take things personally? Because I think that's a great tool for our listeners to hear about. And you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla-Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to dive right back in to, it's such an important point, right? Not taking the bullying personal, but it was interesting. Both Dean and I said on break. So here's an example. If let's say you're being targeted because of race, right? The person doing the bullying is going to pick a person of the race they're going to target, and that just happens to be that person. So that's an example of where to take the personal element out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to Dina that when I was a kid, I was it was a really long period of being bullied because of my weight. That was the bullying that those were. That was the piece of me that was targeted, right? And now I can look back, right, with all my training, all my information, and see that it even wasn't personal then. This particular person who bullied me, they were going through a really tough time in their life. I was the chosen target, and they just picked what Dina said on break was, she'll talk more about it, was the trigger. The trigger for me was that I was overweight. That was a very upsetting, that was a really great way for them to make me cry. Like that, you know, to bring me down, for them to feel superior, that was what that was an easy thing to hone in on. So share a little bit about yours, Dina, because you said you walk different, you talk different.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Oh, geez. I walked different. I had a little bit of a limp, I guess. And because my hips were a little off center and I talked different, I guess people thought I talked a little airheady and I said like a lot. And I mean, even my history teacher told me that I acted like an airhead, or he had other words for it. And I'm trying to think, I was just really different. I mean, I was definitely walk to my own beat kind of person. And it was interesting too, is I was also part of the popular crowd at one point, but I was also a trendsetter. It was like really flip-flop because there were kids that wouldn't be friends with me in front of other people. Mm-hmm. It was like I was taboo in a way. And then what I think it made me realize was that I, over time, had to look at what is going on with them. Mm. And why do I keep putting myself, like, I just keep being open and open and open. And I kept thinking the best of people. But then I started to focus on what can I do to empower myself? So in at some point, I started to find, that's when I found art. That's when I found the art class, especially in high school. My art teacher was like, wow, you're awesome. And I found a little home for myself, a little place where I belong. And I started to connect with people and find who can I connect with and who are going to be my people, so that the other kids that were giving me a hard time, whatever, who eventually apologized, by the way, I started to figure out, how can I empower myself so that I can develop a thick skin, which is so hard. It's like, it's not easy to see people acting in a way that is so cruel when you know that there's a part of them that can be so nice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, where's the shift? Like, what's going on? And so I started to get into art and karate, and I started to go to karate and the gym, and I surrounded myself with people that were like-minded. Mm-hmm. And I started to become friends with people that nobody else was talking to. I don't really like to use the word underdog, but I wanted to find the underdogs and like unite and like be like, hey, let's create our own little tribe. Mm-hmm. And I started that really young by just connecting with people and then putting in my artwork and doing art and using my art as an escape. And just starting to be like, you know what? I am not going to let other people bring me down.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That is like, I am not going to let other people's stuff take joy from my life. And I mean, and it took a while. I mean, it took a while.
Yeah.
Oh, after crying and crying. And finally, I was like, why am I crying and wasting all this time and energy and waiting by the phone and all this stuff? Why am I letting other people's stuff bring myself down? And so that's when I started to like take action.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that's part of, and what you're doing, what you're explaining to everybody is that's how we don't take things personally. That's how you don't take it personally. That's right. That's how you're empathetic. You're like, okay, you can be empathetic to the bully or the situation. However, we can only control ourselves. So you take back control about how you're going to respond, right? How?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. Because I didn't want them to have power. Mm-hmm. I wanted to take the power back. And it is a bit of a power play. The bullying thing is really a power play, because when you think about the people that are bullied, mm-hmm. that are doing the bullying, are usually being bullied by someone else. Mm-hmm. And that's a behavior that they're taught. Mm-hmm. And it's like a conditioning. So it's like, well, how do you become friends with the bully? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we say, right, hurting people hurt people, and yeah. Loving people love people. And so I had this conversation just recently where it's, if we're going to be the loving party, it's important for us to be loving, right? And so if I'm being bullied and that hurts and I'm hurting, I need to check myself that my reaction, right, is not to hurt someone else or not to hurt the bully, maybe, right? So then we're just, it's, you know, hurting people hurt people. So we're to break that cycle, the answer is love.
Yes. And it takes a while to realize that, because when you're young and you're being bullied and sometimes you have to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like you have to, like, I found it's not always pretty. And you know, I found myself having to fight back, and I can't say that I'm proud of myself in those moments either. But sometimes, like, there's necessary things that you have to almost push back to stand your ground, to let them know that they can't push you around. Mm-hmm. And I do think there needs to be more education on bullying in schools. I mean, I haven't been in school for so long, so I don't know what they're doing now, but I do know that there are organizations that are addressing that now.
I feel though it's got to be organizations or addressing us as adults. I think
both.
Yeah. And I know that they're in the schools now, but for now as adults, you know, I don't know. It's like social media has become this way of like throwing up emotions on people. And then because it's interesting. And I want everybody to think about this for a minute. Words are words. So when you say something, when you're feeling that emotion, you have to stop, right? You have to stop. You have to say to yourself, okay, what's happening here? What am I feeling? What's going on? Let me put this in a place of love. I think one of the tools, one of the tools is, and Dean and I have learned this, is that you got to stop. You have to just take a minute, right? And before you want to lash back, see what kind of place you're coming from. And which is a little bit different than children, but let's talk about adults for a second, is that you can't just go ahead and verbally assault somebody on a social media site.
No. And you know, it's interesting. I had a friend yesterday or 2 days ago, there was a news piece about her brand new business. And in the Facebook thread, there were people that were like, that's a bad idea. That like totally trashing her business, you know, because it's her business is about being able to relieve stress by breaking things. In it's not so much about just breaking things, it's about being able to relieve stress in a safe place. And here she is getting news coverage and people are like, that's violent. There's, you know, some, you know, people had their opinions and, right. and thoughts, and but they were basically like bullying.
It's a form of bullying. Yeah,
exactly. And I went on there. I could not resist. I went on there and I said something on the Facebook page and I was like, listen, I was like, you know, yeah. Like if you were launching your business and it was on a radio, it was on TV and you're getting publicity, do you think that you would want to see people telling you that your idea that you put your heart and soul into is a bad idea?
Right.
I said, this person, you know, and I went into a little bit of a, like trying to bring awareness to, let's check ourselves and realize that sure. this is a person that put their dreams into reality. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Right. Yeah. 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 Well, we'll talk more when we get back from break. It goes back to that, taking that responsibility for realizing that we are all connected, and that I don't know where it's become okay for us just to slam each other, right? Just to not be supportive of each other so quickly. And when we get back, I know, Dean and I are discovering this together, more New Testament information, more Jesus information, more God information. But we'll talk about it when we get back from break, but it is about being right. We're commanded to be kind to one another, and to, we're more the same than we are different. You know, I was just reading a statistic and I have to double check facts. So I might be speaking out of line, but it's something like it's something like 99.5% same in our DNA structure. And when you think about that, it made me think that when I look at people now, let me point out all the similarities, right? And we're so quick to jump to the differences when we're not very different at all. It's amazing. You're listening to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Music.
I know. I like the Dina Lysar music. Welcome back to Thrive by 10 Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's dive back in. So you now, was art for you an expression, a way for you to deal with life?
Yes.
So it was, and I just want to people's perceptions are funny. And I'm just going to throw this out here because this is something that I would do in the past, is that art for you was a tool. And that doesn't mean that for people, if you're not an artist, it doesn't mean that don't take that out of your toolbox. Don't say that, well, I'm not an artist, so I can't. Art is such, and what I've learned is it's such a expression of creativity. And I think that that creativity, and you could talk more about this, is so important for us to express because it helps with, I think it helps with dealing with the ups and downs of life.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
It's like meditation in motion.
I love that.
And so the thing is, I was just doing it. I had to go to art class. I was doing it. And it was my teacher that was like, oh, you're really talented. I was just doing it because I loved it. And I love colors and I love playing with it all. And one person might think that I have no talent at all. Another person might be like, oh yeah, she's pretty good, but whatever. And what I'm finding is, I mean, if you look at the art in the art world, mm-hmm. it's really an expression of people trying to make some kind of point, some kind of movement. And sometimes it's just painting a pretty flower, and it's about technique. And a lot of times it's about really soul expression. It's about your soul needing to express. And so it's not even about, a lot of people don't realize actually that they have the ability to create something beautiful because they have their own idea or the conditioned idea of what is beauty. So when we did the last mask making event for the NAMI, we brought all these people together to make masks, and some of them came and they're like, well, I'm not an artist. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just right. This is what we're doing. We're making butterflies. We're, you know, paint on it, glue on it, do these things and bring out this glamorous butterfly effect. And you know what? The people that said, I'm not an artist, made such beautiful masks. And they're like, oh. And so I love that moment because I got to see people like be like, wow, I created that. Like, and you think that's good? And and it was really just an expression of them. And but who's the art critic? Like, really, who decides? And so, and that's the other thing. So when I started putting my artwork out there, I really just did it so that I could actually donate art to raise money for fundraisers. That's what I was doing. I wasn't even having the intention of selling my artwork. I was just like, let's see if this can help me raise money. Mm-hmm. And the response was a lot better than I anticipated. And then I was like, oh, okay. And so maybe I'll just put a little bit more out there. And so that's kind of what started happening. And also a conversation. I get really inspired by conversations.
Into your artwork. So like that. Yeah. So, and you're, if you have a conversation, then that may spark an idea for a picture.
Yes. Cool. So for example, so now this is like one of my first conversations with Brian Wright. Talk about collective unconscious. We were both doing live videos around the same time, and I was like, we have to talk. We started talking about puzzles and the pieces of the puzzle, and think about the life that we live and how all these lessons are basically were made of many pieces of the puzzle, right? So then, and then we're all really works of art. Like, God created us, we are his creation, right? So I was thinking, like, well, we're all pieces of the puzzle. Like, all of our consciousness, our souls are part of one big collective thing, right? So we were talking about the puzzles, and all of a sudden I had this visual picture of a gigantic piece that sparked my creativity again, that I was like, wow, my art needs to be about a bigger picture.
I love that.
And so everything that happened, the stories of the bullying and all of that, they're pieces of my story, but then I get to say, well, you know what? I get to be the...
You rewrite it.
Yes.
You get to rewrite it.
I get to rewrite it.
Yeah.
And where I'm not a victim, I'm just...
Well, it's something... It's a piece of your... It's part of the journey, right? You learn from it. You grow from it. And then what are you going to do with that? You mentioned something that's so important that I want to highlight, is that first... So for you, it was art, right? So if you withhold that, if you suppress that, right, you're letting what happened to you define you, right? Which I want our audience to understand that is, you're creating we create identities, around the story that we say. So that's why it's so important when in other shows that I've done, we always talk about self-talk. If you start talking and saying what you're becoming, then you're going to start creating that identity. So by you, so that was a way for you, number one, not letting the bullying win, taking a step back, looking at it from a different perspective, taking what you love to do, that art, right? That creativity, and going with it. And then what you also did was, it doesn't matter what other people say, right? It doesn't matter. I think it's really great, right? It's a wonderful feeling when you get that compliment.
Yeah, definitely. Right? It's always great to be validated.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, which is
awesome. I love
which
it.
Which is real. And it's also, right, when somebody does not give you a kind word about it, it's going to sting. But we've talked about this in the past, is Dean and I call it, and we've learned this from our coach, rebound. So how fast can you rebound from that insult or that situation that felt not good? So rebound effect. So the faster you can rebound, right, then the less impact that this negativity has on you. So I just think it's such an important thing for our listeners, because you have to let out what's in your soul and go with it and do it, right? Because you're coming from love. I mean, it's a loving act. It's a loving, you have to express it.
And some of it was expressing anger too. Like, some of it was getting through a dark place. I mean, living in New York City was really hard. And at the same time, it's like holding, I think also now, what I'm learning is the holding on to the emotion and not releasing it is so toxic to us. And so we have so many people walking around with trapped emotions in their body. Mm-hmm. And that's another healing unto itself. And I think sometimes I lose my train of thought.
That's okay. I love that though, because you could also, right, we could also, another tool for our listeners is journaling. I mean, that's why journaling, I think, is so important. Is sometimes I struggle with, my creativity comes out in other ways. It's not drawing. But I'll journal and I'll get those emotions out. And it's funny, what I realized is that a lot of times I'll journal and then I walk away from it. And honestly, I don't remember what I wrote, but it's gone. Like, it feels so good. It feels so good. We're going to take our last break. When we get back, we're going to finish up our conversation. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you, and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive, and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger,
on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
Welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio. So Dean and I were just saying in our last 10 minutes, another tool that we use to deal with, you know, bullying or negative situations, and I'll let Dina talk about it, is gratitude, right? So talk about that, because it's not just gratitude of being thankful for, like, I'm thankful for my shower, you know, I'm thankful for hot water. This is about being grateful for some really not nice situations.
Right. Well, now I'm grateful for being able to have perspective. I'm grateful to be able to look at other people's situations and realize that my situation, whatever it is I have empathy. And perspective, that all of these little nuggets in my life made me stronger. Mm-hmm. And if I did not have these experiences, I wouldn't have been able to grow. But looking at them as opportunities for growth and just being able to be grateful for having this path, mm-hmm. and knowing that this all happened, and staying in the gratitude of it helps me stay positive and attract more of a positive life.
Yep.
And that's really kind of part of it. Is like knowing, like, okay, this is what I need to be doing. This is what this is in my path for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. It's right. We're energy, and we're all connected. So I don't know if we give enough strength to we have a lot of responsibility for what we do attract, and that doesn't always, people. Right. We'll say, well, how did I attract this really awful situation? And it also has to deal with the lessons that we need to learn in our life. And so, unfortunately, some of those really awful situations, that's just as how the lesson is taught. And so a lot of it is reframing what has happened, right? What has happened to us, and turning it into, I'm going to use the word blessing. I'm trying more and more to get away from the word positive and negative, because I just don't. You're right. We don't. You know, when actions are negative, it's I'm not taking it as a negative any longer. Right. I mean, even in scripture, it says, blessed is the person, blessed is the man who is happy in all circumstances. So in this very trying circumstance, blessed is the man that can be happy, right? In that circumstance. So what are we getting from it, right? What's the blessing? The blessing is that this is teaching me something. This is, right? My rough edges are being smoothed out. Do you feel like that?
I do. I also just had a thought, like if that bullying situation did not happen, I don't know that we would be having this conversation.
Sure.
Today. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
So you took something that was a hard, difficult situation, and you took back and said, you know what, let's address this and shine the light on it. And this is something I've been wanting to talk about forever, is that the combination, I like to talk, I can talk, but I've never had the platform like this to be able to put this in perspective. And, you know, and it's funny because Lonnie and I were talking about me doing something with him about perspectives. And I'm grateful that I have the ability to have the perspective and be like, you know what? The lesson in this was that I was meant to see myself in that person. Mm. I was meant to see things about myself like that. There are qualities in this person. There are things I'm working on that I needed a mirror to reflect back on me, for me to be able to see. And then once you learn that lesson, you can move on to the next lesson. So if you keep encountering the same lesson, you're not gonna like. And that's when I finally said, "Enough with the bullying. I am done accepting that behavior from other people without standing up for myself and saying, hey, like, what is this?
Absolutely.
Is this really helping you?
Absolutely,
is this
yeah.
helping you
right.
to feel better about yourself? Let me ask you. And they're like, well, not really. And they're like, oh.
Right. But let's talk about that quickly. In our last minutes. No, because that's so important, because I want our listeners to understand something, is that so standing up for ourselves, right? So let's give a few examples. One example was I was bullied on Facebook and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to turn this into shows. We're going to talk about it, right? You may get bullied by a friend or a family member. Now you're talking about it with them. You're saying like, look, this isn't okay. Let's talk about this. Versus I want people to see the difference where when we talked about loving people, love, hurting people, hurt, right? If you stay in your hurt, if somebody does something to you and you stay in your hurt, and then if your response is then to attack them on Facebook, right? Because I could have done that. I could have been like, you know what I mean? Like got my little typing fingers and had a good time. And what's going to happen? Tit for tat, tit for tat, tit for tat. We're going to go and it's going to explode. It's going to get bigger and it's going to get uglier. So in our final minutes, I just want you to talk a little bit more about that, because that now that's a big shift for you.
Yeah. And it's also like, where do I want to put my energy and how am I going to frame the question? Mm. And thinking, okay, how can I love on this person? And also, it's not easy. It just takes a moment. Sometimes what I do is I have to call a friend. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pause on this.
Love that.
And let me just go reflect. Maybe I got to go talk to a friend, or maybe I just need to sit with it and think before I respond. Because the worst mistakes that I made, in a sense, was reacting right away. And then later, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't have to go there. I didn't have to play that same movie. That's really what it is. It's like, stop the pattern interrupt and realizing, hold on. Let's see, ask questions, be curious, and
love it.
And I think that's the new way of being, and it takes practice.
Yes. It's like a muscle. Are you kidding me? I just, before this call, I had to reframe my thoughts to a situation that I need to deal with tonight. And I was like, why? And I did. I didn't see the blessing. Like I won't call it a negative. I'll call it non-blessing. And I went to the non-blessing. I was like, why am I doing that? And so I just needed a minute, reframed it, and go forward. In our last minute, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there any final words that you'd like to leave our listeners?
Love yourself.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, love yourself. Know that you are who you are meant to be, and find people that are your tribe that will help you see yourself, be your most highest self.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being here. I love you.
Thank you for having me. I love you. All right.
Well, and you've been listening to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Gen Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzellup.com.